VO Radio for the voiceover community.
Call in and ask a contributor a question.
Here on VO Radio, the live shows every Monday and Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern.
Whether a beginner or veteran voice talent,
there's something for everyone.
VO Radio, it's here for you.
Welcome back, everybody, to VO Radio. Let's talk VO Radio. And we are with the founder, president, guru, radio master, Anthony Rees.
Thank you very much.
Wonderful Stacey Barrow.
Hello, Stacey.
Our guest panelist today, Mr. Larry Hudson, and myself, Diana Birdsall.
Awesome.
How are you? Ways to ask. If you have questions for us, we are welcoming them day in, day out. Feel free to email us anytime. Jump on the show with us. Just go ahead and call the number on the website or Zoom in with us. We love to do that. I made Larry do that with us last week. So he jumped on. It's really easy. So we'd love to have you on. We'll talk with anybody. So call in. Let's see. Repeat the movie phrase, Anthony says. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. The movie phrase that you want to type into the form on voradioonline.com is Forrest Gump.
Go ahead and type
that in, Forrest Gump, into the form, and you can be entered in to win $2,800 in prizes on our birthday show coming up at the end of March.
Absolutely.
But you do need to enter that movie phrase within the specific time frame in order to be eligible, and that is 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Mondays and Wednesdays. So, yeah, we're making it a little tough on you, but do it because it's worth it. What else do I need to do here? I need to thank our sponsor, VoiceOver Collective. If you're not familiar with them, go to their website or their Facebook page. They offer tons of resources for VoiceOver, Facebook page, conversations, ask questions. They're really a fantastic resource for, people who are new and people who have been in the business for 103 years. So there you go. That's our welcome to this break. To this, not this break, people. Are we ready to break? Who's ready for a break?
One break.
We are ready to
coming
start
up.
The audition underground, people. Yay! Let's go.
Let's go for it. This time
we
around, we got who? We got Pat Smith doing the commercial, Pat Smith.
Yes.
So, Pat, if you're out there, let's have a listen to your audition underground here on VO Radio. Here's Pat Smith doing the commercial.
Trisha Smith.
When everything's in the right place, you can't go wrong, which makes the Buick Enclave such an easy choice. It's full of features like the IntelliLink voice-activated sound system, the industry's first front-center airbag, and available seating for up to 8. Finally, a better way to get comfortable with technology. The redesigned 2013 Buick Enclave. It's your kind of luxury. Discover more at Buick.com.
All right, let's give it again. Patricia Smith, here we go.
Trisha Smith.
When everything's in the right place, you can't go wrong, which makes the Buick Enclave such an easy choice. It's full of features like the IntelliLink voice-activated sound system, the industry's first front-center airbag, and available seating for up to 8. Finally, a better way to get comfortable with technology. The redesigned 2013 Buick Enclave. It's your kind of luxury. Discover more at Buick.com.
So what do you think? Larry, what's your thought about what you just heard Patricia do?
For me, it was a wee bit too staccato. I would have wanted it a lot more legato.
Got it.
Which would have made it sound a lot more more conversational. It was a little selly, but a lot of times things are written in a selly way, which is not. But the one big thing that I heard is I would have wanted it what we call smoothed out, a little more legato, words connected together rather than everything having a slight pause between it.
So in other words, you felt there was too many natural stalls or pattern changes, is what you thought?
Well, I'm kind of the king of separation. It's all about separating ideas. It's when you break up an idea. If you were to play it again, I could give you one little spot, if we have time to do
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Here it goes. Let's go for it again. Okay.
Trisha Smith.
When everything's in the right place, you can't go wrong, which makes the Buick Enclave such an easy choice. It's full of features like the IntelliLink voice-activated sound system, the industry's first front-center airbag, and available seating for up to 8.
First,
finally.
Right there, the first center, that
sound
that
system, The industry's first front-center airbag and available seating for up to 8. Finally, a better way to get comfortable with technology.
That little part, to me, makes it sound extremely pushed. Extremely pushed. And she's also kind of what I call lilting. You know, she's raising up and putting emphasis on a lot of words. And, you know, you got to save it for what's really important. Because if everything becomes important, then nothing becomes important. So that's my input.
Really good. That's good stuff. Mm. Diana, what are you thinking?
Same as Larry. It was not smooth. There wasn't a real flow to it. And I felt like there wasn't a point of view to it. I felt like you're excited. Your voice is clear. You obviously, you know, have a knack for this work. But you just need to have a conversation in your mind with somebody else about what's about to be spoken about here. So I know that sounds staccato, but who are you, a new car buyer and you're excited about this? Are you trying to talk your sister into buying it and you already know all about it? So you're trying to convey that, you know, you have experience with it. So if you're having a conversation before you start this, take the 2 minutes to make up something in your mind and come into it as a conversation. Remember that most commercials, even though they're not always written as conversational, you need to be in the middle of a conversation. And I say this every time. So, you know, the more you practice that, the easier it will get. Let me see. Did I have any other notes? It was too measured, I thought. And what I mean by measured is that it sounds like there is a specific amount of time in between each word. So in regular conversation, we speed up, we slow down. You know, Larry and I talked about this a million times, you know, back in, I don't know, 2011, it seems like.
That's really specific.
It's really specific year. Yeah, I remember it well. So, you know, if you can just, you know, get into the mode of speeding up and slowing down and making it your own instead of reading the words on the page, easier said than done. We know that.
Right.
But that's how it is.
Good. One thing that Diana said, I just want to underline, that's really important. What's more important than who are you talking to, which is something that lots of coaches and lots of people say to one another. What's probably more important is what Diana said, which who are you that's saying this? Hmm. Once you have a point of view of who you are in that saying it, all of a sudden it makes it a lot easier about who it is that you're talking to. Because rarely are we actually ever talking to one person.
Really good stuff. You know, and Pat, I think what we're hearing is really constructive, good quality stuff. There's no doubt at all that you have the goods. You have a nice voice. It demands attention. It's got a quality to it. But definitely take this stuff and run with it. I teach, and Stacy will tell you, I teach my students the difference between printed writing and cursive writing. Printed voiceover and cursive voiceover. When you're trying to be really staccato or really pianoforte and all the other stuff we can talk about here, you're being very over enunciated, clean, articulate, really choppy, chop, chop, chop. Everything's chop suey, I call it. That's a printed type to read. If you're allowing yourself to flow like I'm doing right here and you give yourself the ability to flow, you're basically creating a cursive handwriting. So look at your own handwriting. You know how you go anywhere you go, an application says print your name and then it says signature. The signature is a cursive writing. The printed is something. So I think that's kind of what you're hearing a little bit is stupid analogy. That's kind of what I'm hearing going on too. Allow yourself to be a little bit more cursive, flowing, not as choppy. The other thing too is the key is luxury. The key is the demographic you're talking to. The Buick has always been a demographic of, if you will, my dad's generation. The Buick typically is targeting, unlike the Lincoln, who targets a more 40-something demographic now, and the, believe it or not, the Cadillac targets a younger demographic even more. Buick still focuses on targeting a demographic that's a little bit more, I don't want to say senior, but a little bit 55 plus. Therefore, when you're talking to the audience in your head, see your grandparents, see the elderly neighbor, see the neighbor, see somebody who understands luxury, the finer things in life, and you get a little bit more of a less attacking type of feel. So that's kind of what I would do if I was in the session directing you. Stacy, wrap it up. Give us your thoughts from a 2-year, 3-year standpoint.
And, you know, you used the word just a second ago, attacking. That's a little bit how I felt, but let me back up for a second. Pat, I do love your voice. And I love the way your S's feel. They're really cool. The staccato and the bit of choppiness, you know, that they're talking about makes me feel like you're a little bit angry, you know, when you're reading it. That's the like feeling that I get from it. And I love the word whipping. Some little bits that you read faster or just a tiny bit fast for me, you know, within the context of everything. And I feel like you're really driving the point home, no pun intended. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the things that you're attacking are, you know, you're telling me this over and over again. And that made me feel a little bit of that angriness, and you're pushing that point. And I guess the conversational nature of it and the mindset that you're in, you know, will help with that. So that's what I have to say. But I did love it.
Awesome. There you
go. Good job, Pat.
Good job, Pat.
Yeah,
you did great.
Excellent.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Hey, if you want to join the Audition Underground, you're brave enough like Pat and a few of the others that have, or Katie and some others that have done them recently, go to feedback up the listener tab, go to that list there that drops down, and go to where it says Audition Underground. Read one of the auditions submitted, and we'll see if we can't get you on one of the future Audition Undergrounds. So we're going to wrap things up here in a few minutes. Stick around. We'll be back in just a few.
Ever since 2011, navigating the incredible waters and waves of the voiceover industry has never been easier with the VoiceOver Collective by your side.